From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And the marvelous clouds sail by, marvelous clouds, unlocked in the soft summer sky.
And it looks like the marvelous clouds and rain are sticking with us. What happened to summer? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass, who tells me he's been getting lots of email about clouds lately. So we're going to talk about some of the prettiest and most interesting ones in a bit. First, let's hear the forecast. We've heard of January, but this week you've been blogging about January, Cliff. Is it really that extreme?
Well, I looked at the satellite picture, and I couldn't believe it, Bellamy. It looks identical to the kind of satellite images that we see in January. This huge cyclone. We see this spiral of clouds, a front coming out of it. So you couldn't tell the difference between the satellite picture of today and that of January. They look that close.
So what about the weekend? Is it going to be like January?
Well, it won't be quite as cold as January, but I'll tell you, there'll be plenty of precipitation and lots of clouds. Today, we have a break. We have showers coming in from around this low, but it'll be cloudy all day. Temperatures mainly getting up into the upper 60s, maybe a few 70s. So a really cool day, maybe 5 degrees below normal. But then tomorrow, this low pressure center that's offshore, and it's a powerful one, is going to go south of us into Oregon. And as it moves south, showers are going to swing around. The heaviest precipitation will be in Oregon, but we'll get plenty. So 30 to 50% chance of rain in any location here in western Washington, at least. Much more in the mountains. The mountains will be quite soggy. Temperatures getting up maybe 68, 69 in the lowlands on Saturday. Sunday is going to be the day with the big break. The low's going to go south of us. We'll get into drier northwesterly flow. There'll be clouds in the morning, but those will probably break up into partly cloudy skies during the afternoon. And temperatures could easily get to 71, 72, low 70s, below normal, but a much, much better day on Sunday. Unfortunately, another upper-level trough looks like it may be moving in on Monday and Tuesday, so we'll see continued clouds, below normal temperatures, and the chance of showers next week.
Yeah, we always say summer starts on July 5th, but it really doesn't seem to be happening this year, does it?
That's right. Although I have to be fair, the National Weather Service, they always say the summer starts on July 12th. So, it still hasn't started yet, according to the experts there at Sandpoint.
So listeners have been sending you cloud pictures. What are they seeing that's noteworthy?
Well, there's been just some amazing sunsets lately. I think many listeners have seen it. We've had these weather systems coming in, and they're bringing a lot of clouds in aloft, and particularly ice clouds. And so we've been getting these absolutely phenomenal optical effects. One of the most interesting things is we're getting these clouds high in the atmosphere, bases 20 to 30,000 feet, and ice crystals are raining out of them. And so you're getting these long streaks. Sometimes they're called mare's tails. And these ice crystals falling out of these clouds produce the most amazing optical effect. You can see the winds blowing at the wind shear, causing them to be distorted in the most interesting ways. So we've had a lot of these ice crystal clouds that are producing not only these falling streaks of ice, but they've been producing optical effects called iridescence that give you this rainbow kind of view in the clouds. So we've had a lot of very interesting clouds, very interesting sunsets the last few days.
And these are made up of ice crystals as opposed to water droplets. So is that part of this cold pattern that we're experiencing right now?
Well, we always have both. And it's really interesting. You can tell the difference between ice crystal clouds and water droplet clouds by how they look. Now, if you look at a cloud and it has kind of a fuzzy edge to it, kind of indistinct border, that is probably an ice crystal cloud. On the other hand, if you see a sharp edge to the cloud, it's undoubtedly made of water droplets. Now, the fun thing is that you can have water droplets even when the temperatures are below freezing. This is called supercooled water. So some of the higher clouds show that sharp edge, show that they're water droplets, even though the temperatures are below freezing, which is really, really quite fascinating.
All right, fun with cloud gazing as long as we're not getting those summer temps. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.